们上一次查考马可福音已经有好几个月前了。
The last time we were in the book of Mark, it was a good number of months ago.
我们今天会继续的来查看马可福音。
And today we will come back to our study of Mark.
首先让我们先复习一下马可福音的历史背景。
Before we do, let us revise what the background and the history of the Gospel of Mark was.
马可福音当然就是马可所写的，很有可能是在主后60到70年的时候写的。
The book of Mark was written by Mark and was very likely written 60 to 70 years after Christ.
在那一个时候，在罗马城的基督徒正在受到大逼迫。
At that time, the Christians in Rome were under great persecution.
因为尼禄王他放火焚烧了半个罗马城，他需要找替死鬼来，为他承担这个罪名，他就将这个纵火的罪加在基督徒的身上。
And at that time, the Emperor Nero had set fire to half of Rome, and he had to find a scapegoat. And what he did was he pinned it on the Christians.
因为尼禄王诬告基督徒纵火，所以在整个罗马城就开始了对基督徒的一场大逼迫。
And because Nero did that, the Christians were faced with great persecution.
有许多基督徒因此殉道，他们被尼禄王绑在这个柱子上焚烧，或者是给野狗撕碎。
And because the Christians were spreading the gospel,many of them were burned at the stake or were torn apart by wild dogs.
因着这样，马可就写了这个福音来鼓励当时受逼迫的基督徒。
It was under this persecution that Mark had written this book in order to encourage the Christians.
在福音里面，马可强调耶稣基督就是受苦的奴仆。
And in this book, Mark had positioned Jesus Christ as the suffering servant.
因为马可要他的读者看见他们的主，他们所信靠的主也是受苦而死亡。
His point was that he wanted the Christians to see that their Savior and their Lord had also suffered and died.
如果基督徒是能够坚持到底，这样的话，当他们面对面与主面对面的时候，就会有更大的荣耀在天堂等着他们。
And if these Christians were able to persevere.That one day when they came to see the Lord face to face, that they would have an even greater glory.
我们今天来到马可福音第三章，我们从第13节要读到第35节。
So today we've come to Mark chapter 3 and we will be reading from verse 13 all the way till the end of the chapter.
我们首先读第13节到第19节。
We'll first start with 13 to 19.
耶稣上了山，随自己的意思叫人来，他们便来到他那里。他就设立12个人，要他们常和自己同在，也要差他们去传道，并给他们权柄赶鬼。这12个人有西门，耶稣又给他起名叫彼得，还有西比泰的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，又给这2人起名叫半尼奇，就是雷子的意思。又有安德烈、腓利、巴多罗买、马太、多马、亚勒腓的儿子雅各和达泰，并奋锐党的西门，还有卖耶稣的加略人犹大。
Verse 13. And he went up on the mountain and called to him those whom he desired, and they came to him. And he appointed 12, whom he also named apostles.So that they might be with him, and he might send them out to preach, and have authority to cast out demons. He appointed the 12, Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, to whom he gave the name Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon, the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him.
我们看见在第14节的时候，耶稣设立了12个人，这个就是12使徒，要他们常和自己同在，也差他们去传道，并给他们权柄赶鬼。
We see in verse 14 and 15 that he appointed these 12, whom he named apostles, that they might be with him always and might send them out to preach and have authority to cast out demons.
第十六到第十九节就给了我们这十二个使徒的一个名单。
And in the verses following 16 to 19, we see those names of these 12 apostles.
当然，这里就是强调着这一些使徒就是有这权柄赶鬼、有权柄传道的那十二个人。
And these, of course, were the people to whom he sent out to preach and gave authority to cast out demons.
我们今天就不会详细的述说这一些十个人的品格。
Now we will not today be going through any sort of character study of these 12 men.
所以我们要跳到第二十到三十五节。
And we will instead skip down to verse 20, where we will read to the end of the chapter.
马可福音第三章二十节，耶稣进了一个屋子，众人又聚集，甚至他连饭也顾不得吃。耶稣的亲属听见，就出来要拉住他，因为他们说他癫狂了。从耶路撒冷下来的文士说，他是被别西卜附着，又说他是靠着鬼王赶鬼。耶稣叫他们来，用比喻对他们说，撒旦怎能赶出撒旦呢？若一国自相纷争，那国就站立不住；若一家自相纷争，那家就站立不住；若撒旦自相攻打纷争，他就站立不住，必要灭亡。没有人能进壮士家里抢夺他的家具，必先捆住那壮士，才可以抢夺他的家。我实在告诉你们，世人一切的罪和一切亵渎的话都可得赦免，凡亵渎圣灵的却永不得赦免，乃要担当永远的罪。这话是因他们说他是被污鬼附着的。当下耶稣的母亲和弟兄来站在外面，打发人去叫他。有许多人在耶稣周围坐着，他们就告诉他说，看哪、啊、你母亲和你弟兄在外边找你。耶稣回答说，谁是我的母亲，谁是我的弟兄？就四面观看那周围坐着的人说，看哪、啊、我的母亲，我的弟兄。凡遵行神旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。
Matthew 3:20. Then he went home, and the crowd gathered again, so that they could not even eat. And when his family heard it, they went out to seize him, for they were saying, he is out of his mind. And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem were saying, he is possessed by Beelzebub, and by the prince of demons he casts out the demons. And he called them to him, and he said to them in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but is coming to an end. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man. Then indeed he may plunder his house. Truly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the children of men and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin, for they were saying, he has an unclean spirit. Verse 31, and his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. And a crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you. And he answered them, who are my mother and my brothers? And looking about at those who sat around him, he said, here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother.
上一次我们是查考马可福音三章第七到第十五节。
The last time we were in the book of Mark, we looked through chapter 3, verse 7 to 10.
我们在第七还有到第十五节的时候，看到有三组不同的人来到耶稣基督的面前。
And from verse 7 to verse 15, we saw that there were three different groups of people who came to Jesus.
从第七到第十节，我们看见有众人来拥挤他。
We saw in verse 7 to 10 that the multitudes crowded around him.
从十一到第十二节，第二组就是鬼魔，这些鬼魔来到耶稣的面前，他们战惊。
In 11 to 12, we saw that the demons cowered before Jesus.
然后第十三到第十五节就是耶稣立使徒来传道。
And then in verse 13 to 15, Jesus had chosen the apostles to spread the word of, to spread the gospel.
上一次那一堂信息的主题是你的反应是什么？
Our last message in the book of Mark was what is your response?
我们来到今天的这一段经文20-35节，我们又再次的看到了三组不同的人。
And as we come to today's passage, we see yet again three groups of people.
这三组人就好像与第七到第十五节的三组人平行的一样。
And it parallels the first three groups of people that we saw from 7 to 15.
从20-35节，我们首先看见了耶稣的亲属，然后看见了文士，还有第三就是耶稣属灵的家庭。
And in today's passage, we first see the group which are his family members, his blood relatives. The second group of people we see are the scribes, and the third people that we see are his spiritual family.
所以今天这一堂信息是你的反应是什么？这个是下部。
Therefore, today we have titled the message, What is your response, part two?
我们首先看见了第一组人，这第一组人就是我所谓那一些诚恳却错误反应的人。
So let's first look at the first group, which I've titled the sincerely wrong response.
我们看20-21节。耶稣进了一个屋子，众人又聚集，甚至他连饭也顾不得吃。耶稣的亲属听见，就出来要拉住他，因为他们说他癫狂了。
Verse 20-21 says, Then he went home, and the crowd gathered again, so that they could not even eat. And when his family heard it, they went out to seize him, for they were saying, He is out of his mind.
这整种场面就是很多人聚集在一起的这个场面，已经成为一个非常普遍的事情，因为我们从不同的经文都看到同样的事情发生。
This scene where the multitudes and the crowds gathered around Jesus has become a fairly common occurrence, and we see that from other areas of scripture.
如果你是看第二章第一节，就是还马可福音第二章第一节那里也是告诉我们，过了些日子，耶稣又进了加百农，人听见他在屋子里，就有许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地。
If you stay in Mark and flip to chapter 2, verse 1, it says, And when he returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was at home, and many were gathered together, so that there was no more room, not even at the door.
所以常常耶稣去到哪，那些众人就跟到哪，在第三章七节那里也告诉我们，当耶稣和门徒退到海边去的时候，也是有许多的人来拥挤他。第十节，凡有灾病的都挤进前来要摸他。
And it became a common occurrence that wherever Jesus went, the crowds would follow. In chapter 3, verse 7, Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the sea, and a great crowd followed from Galilee and Judea. In verse 10, it says, For he healed many so that all who had diseases pressed around him to touch him.
我们今天的经文告诉我们，当耶稣拣选了十二使徒之后，回到家中，又有一大组人来到聚集。
Today we see that after Jesus had appointed his apostles, he went home and again crowds had gathered.
甚至他们连饭也顾不得吃。
In fact, they did not even have the chance to eat.
我们能够明白为什么，因为耶稣常常都是充满着慈悲怜悯，他会医治那些来寻找他的人。
And we know why, because Jesus is constantly showing mercy and grace to people.
马太福音第十二章十五节的下半段告诉我们，有许多人跟着他，他把其中有病的人都治好了。
Matthew 12:15 tells us, and many followed him, and he healed them all.
路加福音4:40也告诉我们，热弱的时候，凡有病的，不论害什么病，都带到耶稣那里，耶稣按手在他们个人身上医好他们。
Luke 4:40 tells us, Now when the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them.
所以我们知道，当众人来到聚集在耶稣面前的时候，常常都带着许多有病或者是被鬼附的人来到他那里寻求他的帮助，他也一一的帮助他们。
We see that when the crowds gathered, very often they would bring people who were ill and people who were demon possessed to Jesus, and he would help them.
所以这一次我们相信也是相同的，因为经文告诉我们， 这么多人聚集在一起，他们连饭也吃不了，因为他忙着帮助这些人。
And it is the same in today's passage. Scripture tells us that the crowd had gathered again that they could not even eat.
这些人不管耶稣到底需不需要休息，或者不管他任何的事情，他们来到就是要得到他们要的事情。
Now these people had no regard for whether or not Jesus and his apostles could eat. What they wanted was for their own benefit.
因为在之前的那一组来到他那里的人，第九节三章第九节告诉我们，很多人来到那里为的是得医治。他因为人多，就吩咐门徒叫一只小船伺候着，免得众人拥挤他，或者是把他压死。
We know that there was little regard for Jesus' own safety because in chapter 3 verse 9 it tells us, and he told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, lest they crush him.
耶稣与使徒就在海边，因为如果有太多人要挤过来，有这个压死，有被压伤的或者压死的这个危险呢，他就可以逃到船上去。
And the reason he was in a boat and in the sea was that if indeed there was a mob that was trying to crush him, he could then push out into the sea.
我们回到今天的经文，突然间我们看见了这里告诉我们，耶稣的亲属听见就出来要拉住他，因为他们说他癫狂了。
And we come back to our passage today. It says, when his family heard it, they went out to seize him, for they were saying he's out of his mind.
在英文的 ESV 里翻译成他的家人。
Now in the English standard version, it's rendered his family.
可是在 NASB 里讲到的是他自己人。
Now in the NASB, it says his own people.
这个 KJV 里面讲说是他的朋友。
In the KJV, it translates this as his friend.
其实希腊原文里所讲的是从他那里来的。
But in the Greek, it literally means they who are from him.
所以都有可能是他的家人，或者是他的朋友，或者是与他很亲密的人。
So all the variety of translations are plausible. It could be his family, it could be people who are close to him.
无论如何，这一些到底是他的亲人还是他亲密的朋友都好，我有一点是非常的确定，就是他们不是耶稣的敌人。
Whether it was his friends, or his family, one thing is for sure, these people were not his enemies.
他们来到有一个责，有一个任务，他们是要拉住他，阻止他，不要让他这样做下去。
And what they wanted to do was to stop him, and not let him continue.
因为他们不是耶稣的敌人，所以我们知道他们来的用意是因为他们关心耶稣。
Now because they weren't against him, we can then conclude that they cared for him and they had concern for him.
所以他们的用意其实是好的，因为他们看见耶稣不顾自己而去帮助众人的时候，他们担心耶稣。
And their intentions were good because when they had seen the crowds come together, they worried for him.
因为当耶稣照顾到所有人的时候，他自己也不休息，也不吃饭，为的就是要使这些人得医治。
Because in his selflessness, he would sacrifice his rest and his own meals in order to heal these people.
他的亲人或者是他的这些与他亲密的从他那里来的我们所谓的嘎吉囊，他们就担心耶稣，所以他们来的时候，他们说他癫狂了的意思不是指他完全疯了，完全的所做的一切都是没有意识的，而是他们担心他会生病，担心他会伤害到自己。
Now these people who were close to him, said that he was out of his mind. Now what that does not suggest that they thought he was completely mad, but they were concerned that he had given up his own, had sacrificed his own welfare in order to serve the others.
所以他们很诚心的来，是因为他们关心耶稣。他们可能会跟耶稣说：“你们不要这么的沉迷。”你要为自己着想，你这样下去的话一定会精疲力尽。
And we can only imagine that they would come to him and tell him, you have to stop because you're not taking care of yourself and if you continue this way you will get hurt.
不过这些人他们虽然诚恳，不过却是错误的。
Now, as much as they were sincere in their response, they were wrong.
这一次的事件也让我们想起了彼得。彼得有一次也是非常诚恳地关心耶稣，可是却被耶稣责备了。
Now, this reminds us of an episode between Peter and Jesus. And though Peter was extremely caring of Jesus, he was rebuked by Jesus.
我们还是在马可福音，所以我请你们翻到马可福音第八章。
Now we will stay in the book of Mark and flip over to chapter 8.
第八章第31到第33节。
And we'll take a look at verse 31 to verse 38.
到33节。
I'm sorry, 33.
从此他教训，耶稣教训他们说，人子必须受死许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。耶稣明明地说这话，彼得就拉着他劝他。 耶稣转过来看这门徒，就责备彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。”
Mark 8:31 says, And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he said this plainly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, Get behind me, Satan, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man.
所以彼得就很像现在耶稣的亲属或者他的朋友一样，就是非常诚心的要保护耶稣，可是耶稣却不需要他们的保护，因为他们诚心的犯错了。Peter,
in this episode, had responded in the same way Jesus' family or close ones had responded in today's text. They were concerned for him and they were sincere, but Jesus did not require their concern.
他们所想念的或者思念的是地上的事，是属肉体的事，而不是属天父的事。
Their minds were set on the things of this world and not the things of heaven.
耶稣不需要任何人帮助他，或者是保护他，或者是为他做见证。
Jesus does not need anyone to defend him or protect him.
因为约翰福音第二章告诉我们，耶稣却不将自己交托他们，因为他知道万人也用不着谁见证人怎样，因为他知道人心所存的。
In John 2, it tells us, But Jesus on his part did not entrust himself to them, because he knew all people and needed no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man.
为什么耶稣这么奋不顾身地要照顾到这些人呢？
Why was it that Jesus so selflessly had wanted to heal these people?
因为约翰福音4章那里告诉我们，门徒有一次也是来对耶稣说，拉比请吃。耶稣说，我有食物吃，是你们不知道的。 门徒就彼此对问说：“莫非有人拿什么给他吃吗？”耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。”Jesus
showed no care for himself because in John 4:31-34, it tells us, Meanwhile the disciples were urging him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you do not know about. So the disciples said to one another, Has anyone brought him something to eat? Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work.
所以同样的，在这里马可福音也告诉我们，他因为顾着那一些众人，连饭也顾不得吃，就有他的亲属来担心他会受伤害。
In the same way, in today's passage, we see that Jesus had forsaken food and was serving the crowds, and his family and his close ones were concerned that he would hurt himself.
可是耶稣 却是知道他的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。But
Jesus knew that his food was to do the will of him who sent him and to accomplish his work.
耶稣很清楚自己在做什么，他所行的就是天父的旨意。He
was very clear what he was doing, and he was accomplishing the will of the Lord.
那些亲近他、与他亲近来自他那里的人，以为是为了他好。 可是他们是诚恳的错误了。Those
who came to him, those who were close to him, thought that they had good intentions, but they were sincerely wrong.
我们今天也是有看见许多的人来到耶稣的面前，他们很诚心的以为做一些事情是为了服侍耶稣或者是要保护耶稣，不过他们都是错误的。
Now that response is not unfamiliar to us. Even today we see a lot of people who in their good intentions want to protect Jesus, but they are sincerely wrong.
好些年前在互联网上有一个故事在流传着。
Some years ago there was a story that was being circulated online.
在这个故事讲到美国的航空航天局，就是 NASA 的这些科学家，他们在做一些高级的这个电脑计算。
And the story was about NASA scientists who were doing some high level or advanced computations.
他们想要断定这个太阳还有星球的位置。
And they were trying to establish the positions of the sun and the stars.
不过当这个计算差不多要完成的时候，突然间所有的电脑都停止了。
And as they were halfway through these computations, the computers came to a grinding halt.
他们怎样来查探都不知道到底发生了什么事情，直到当中有一个成员是一个基督徒，他就拿出圣经从约书亚记第十章十三节来读。
And however much they investigated the problem, they could not figure it out until someone on the team, a Christian, recalled that the Bible had a missing day, and he pulled out his Bible at the book of Joshua.
然后他就读到约书亚记十章十三节，于是热头停留，月亮止住，只等国民向敌人报仇。这事岂不是写在亚撒尔书上吗？热头在天当中停住，不急速下落，约有一日之久。
In Joshua 10:13 it read, "And the sun stood still and the moon stopped until the nation took vengeance on their enemies. Is this not written in the book of Jasher? The sun stopped in the midst of heaven and did not hurry to set for about a whole day."
所以这个互联网上所传的这一个故事是讲到说，这个航天局，美国航天局的这些科学家，他们的电脑发现了有一天不见了，所以他那些电脑全部停止了，不继续的计算。
And the story was that NASA scientists had discovered that there was a day missing in their computations, and as a result, the entire program came to a halt.
所以这个所谓的基督徒就告诉他们，哦，圣经里面有这么说，就是不见了一天。
And apparently this Christian had told the team that the Bible had said that one day was indeed missing.
所以长话短说，这些科学家就用这一天不见了的这一天，然后将这个方程式改了一下，那个电脑就继续的算下去，就完全的准确了。
Now the result of that was that these scientists had inputted that date or acknowledged that missing date, and everything completed. And the computations came to a close.
所以美国的航天局证明了这圣经是真实的吗？
So the point of the story was that NASA had indeed proved, or had they proved that there was a God, or that the Bible was correct.
不过不是这样的。
However, that was not the case.
因为在1989年有这个记者联络美国的航天局，要他们证实这个故事的真实。
In 1989, a journalist had contacted NASA in order to verify the story.
航天局在一封信上就解答了，说他们从来没有这么做过，而且电脑也不可能聪明到能够发现有一天不见了。
And NASA responded in a letter saying they had never done such a project, and that a computer could not be smart enough that it would discover that there were days missing.
因为电脑只是根据人所提供的这个方程式来做计算，所以电脑不可能会知道几千年前有一天不见了。
Computers are there only to do the formulations of man and could not discover that thousands of years ago one day had gone missing.
所以这一个传说在1989年就已经被推翻了。
And so this story was debunked in 1989.
不过你知道吗？我在1997年到2001年在读大学的时候，有一天我就收到了这个电邮，就是有这个故事。
But in 1997 to 2001, while I was studying in university, I had received an email with this story.
这个故事。 在10年前已经被推翻了，不过10年后，这个故事还在流传。
And even though the story was debunked 10 years ago, 10 years later it was still circulating online.
当时我是一个年轻而且是一个不成熟的基督徒。
At the time I was a young man and an immature Christian.
我非常的兴奋，想要维护圣经。当我收到了这一个故事之后，我没有去。 查看他的真实，我就将这个故事发了给我所有的同学。
And in my excitement and desire to defend the gospel, I, without checking the veracity of the story, I had sent this out to all my classmates.
到今天，我还是后悔为什么当时会做出这么愚蠢的事情。
And till today, I regret that I did something so foolish.
我们许许多多人，就像这一些耶稣的亲人，或者是从他那里来的人一样，为了他好，或者我们想要维护他，我们想要保护他，我们会做出一些根本就不符合圣经的事情。
Many of us, in our misguided intention to protect and defend the gospel and God, would go about and do these things that may not even be biblical.
有许多的人今天来到耶稣的面前，他们也是有一些非常诚恳的这个思想，不过这些是错误的思想。Many
people come before God to, even today with sincere thoughts and intentions which may not be right.
他们可能会想说，我要先把自己的生命搞好，我才来找耶稣。
For example, they might say, "Oh, I need to get my life in order before I come to the Lord."
我必须先戒烟、戒赌、戒酒等等的，然后我才来找耶稣。
I need to first stop smoking, stop gambling, and stop drinking. Only then can I come to the Lord.
这一种是非常诚恳的思想，不过却是错误的。
And that is a sincere, well-intentioned motive. However, it is wrong.
以赛亚书64章告诉我们，我们所有的义都像污秽的衣服。Isaiah
tells us that all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment.
如果我们是要将礼物送给我们的老板，你会将一些污秽的衣服送给老板吗？
Would you then, if you are choosing a gift or a present for your boss, give your boss a polluted garment?
不会的，更何况是要给神。
You will not. Let alone give it to God.
无论多么诚心都好，这个是不能够接受的。
And however well-intentioned you are, it is unacceptable.
耶稣却是使自己的宝血在十字架上流出，他的宝血是无限的宝贵，唯有耶稣基督的宝血才是神能够接受的。
Jesus shed his blood on the cross, and his blood is infinitely precious. And that is acceptable to God.
我们所需要做的就是要顺服神的话，认罪悔改，信靠耶稣，求耶稣赦免我们，这样才能够蒙神喜悦。And
our response really should be to come to God and admit our sins and to believe in Him. Only then can we be acceptable to God.
所以我们第一点就看见了有一些诚恳却是错误的反应。And
so in the first point today we see the sincerely wrong response.
然后我们就来到第二组人看见了第二种反应，这个是罪恶接错误的反应。And
then now we come to the second group of people who had a sinfully wrong response.
这些就是从耶路撒冷下来的文士。And
these were folks that came down from Jerusalem, scribes.
第二十二节告诉我们，他们说他是被别西卜附着，又说他是靠着鬼王赶鬼。And
in verse 22, these scribes said, "He is possessed by Beelzebub, and by the prince of demons, he casts out demons."
换句话说，他们是指控耶稣是靠着撒旦的力量来赶鬼。In
other words, they were saying that Jesus was relying on the power of Satan to cast out demons.
这些从耶路撒冷下来的文士，就是官方所派来的代表，他们很有可能就是犹太公会，就是这个 Sanhedrin 派来的代表。
Now these scribes who came down from Jerusalem were an official delegation who had come to investigate Jesus.
他们来不是想要查看耶稣到底在做什么。They
were here as the Sanhedrin to spy on him.
他们不是要查看耶稣在做什么。
Oh, it wasn't to check Jesus out, it wasn't to spy on him.
因为第二章这里告诉我们, 他们下来是为了要指控耶稣。
Because in chapter 2, it tells us that they were there.
对不起, 第三章,
in chapter 3, early in chapter 3, verse 2.
第三章第二节告诉我们, 他们是来窥探耶稣, 为的是要控告他。
Chapter 3, verse 2, it tells us that they watched Jesus to see whether he would heal on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him.
所以他们来的用意不是想要查明耶稣到底做什么是好的还是不好的, 他们来已经决定了是要控告他。
And that tells us that they weren't there in order to decide whether or not Jesus was guilty or not. They had made that decision in their minds already, but they were here to accuse him.
因为第六节那里也告诉我们, 法利赛人出去同西律党的人商议怎样可以除灭耶稣。
This is underscored in verse 6 of chapter 3 where it says, The Pharisees went out and immediately held counsel with the Herodians against him how to destroy him.
这些文士是神的律法的专家还有教师。
Now these scribes were experts in Old Testament law.
他们没有抵赖耶稣基督有这个能力, 还有他有能力医病还有赶鬼。
They were not denying that Jesus had the power to cast out demons.
不过他们不但不承认耶稣是从神那里来的, 他们竟然诬告他讲他被鬼附身, 说他是与撒旦是同一党的。
However, they refused to admit the fact that Jesus had come from God, and in fact, they had accused him of being possessed by Beelzebub and the prince of demons, and by the power of the prince of demons does he cast out demons.
耶稣在第23到26节就讲了一个比喻来揭发这些文士的错误。
And so in verse 23 to verse 26, Jesus tells them a parable in order to debunk this.
因为如果耶稣真的是靠着撒旦的能力来赶鬼的话, 也就是说撒旦正在毁灭他自己的这个国度。
And he says that if indeed it is by the power of Satan that he casts out demons, then Satan is dividing his own kingdom.
如果是这样的话, 撒旦就会渐渐地失去能力, 因为他的国度正在有内争。
And if indeed he was doing this, Satan would slowly lose all his authority because his own kingdom would be divided.
我们可以试想想, 在过去50年的人类的历史里面, 有任何的国家发生内战。
And if we simply look at the past 50 years of history and look at the countries that had any sort of in-country warring or civil war,
很像刚果, 也门, 柬埔寨, 孟加拉, 尼日利亚, 还有阿富汗, 等等的, 黎巴嫩, 这些国家都是发生了这个内战, 每一个国家因为内战, 都是非常的痛苦, 而且国家也是差不多要灭亡。
And some simple examples or illustrations throughout history are, for example, Congo, Yemen, Cambodia, Bangladesh, Nigeria, Afghanistan, Lebanon, and Nicaragua. Because of civil war, these countries were in a lot of turmoil and could not grow.
所以相同的, 如果撒旦的国度是发生内战的话, 撒旦的国度也是不可能会有成长。
And in the same way, if Satan's own kingdom was at war in itself, it would not be able to flourish.
可是事实正好相反，不是吗？
However, the truth seems to be the opposite.
因为撒旦的国度不只是没有毁灭, 他还好像是继续的在人的身上有这个能力。
Not only has Satan's kingdom seems to not have been decimated, he has grown in his power over people.
因为撒旦的国度不是发生内战, 其实撒旦就好像是一个独裁者一样。
Because Satan's kingdom is not warring within itself, but Satan is like a dictator.
他统治他的国度, 用着他的权势来欺压人。
He rules over his nation and he terrorizes his people.
他就好像伊拉克的沙坦胡森，或者是这个利比亚的卡萨菲，或者是朝鲜的这个金正日，今天就由他的儿子金正恩来取代。
And if you simply look at earthly examples of this, like Saddam Hussein in Iraq, Gaddafi in Libya, or Kim Jong Il in North Korea, who is now succeeded by his son.
这些独裁者，他们滥用他们的这个权力，还有军队，为的是要强硬的统治。
In the same way, these dictators use and abuse their power and their armies in order to rule with an iron fist.
所以撒旦也是一样的，他就是一个独裁者，他利用他的鬼魔，还有罪跟疾病、死亡等等的来控制人类。
This Satan makes use of his armies of demons to keep man in sin.
所以他不是在统治一个发生内战的国家，撒旦的国度就是要用他的这些鬼魔、罪恶、疾病等等来控制这个世界。
This kingdom of Satan is not in civil war, but it is a kingdom that makes use of its powers and makes use of sin in order to bind people.
我们继续来看第二十七节，耶稣继续这个比喻说，没有人能进壮士家里抢夺他的家具，必先捆住那壮士，才可以抢夺他的家。
Now we look at verse 27 where Jesus says, but no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man, then indeed he may plunder his house.
这个壮士就是撒旦。
And this strong man is Satan.
因为圣经在约翰一书告诉我们，全世界都握在那恶者手下。
First John tells us that the whole world lies in the power of the evil one.
哥林多后书二章四章，哥林多后书四章四节也告诉我们，不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼。
Second Corinthians 4:4 tells us that in their case, the god of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers.
所以撒旦就如同一个独裁者一样，控制着这世界的人类。
And like a dictator, Satan controls the people of this world.
不过耶稣却比撒旦更加强。
But Jesus is stronger than the strong man.
他就是那一个能够进这个壮士家里掠夺他的家具，先把这个壮士，就是先把撒旦捆住了，然后耶稣才能够掠夺撒旦的这些家具。
Jesus is the one that can enter the strong man's house and before plundering his goods, bind this strong man.
因为耶稣来到这个世界上，这个世界本来就是这个魔鬼的权势。
Because coming to earth, Jesus was in fact coming to Satan's kingdom.
上个星期，我们的牧师讲到神的伟大。
Last week, our pastor spoke about the majesty of God.
也讲到这一个世界是被亚当给失去的。
He also mentioned the fact that this world was lost by Adam.
不过耶稣来到钉死在十字架上，三天后复活了，胜过了死亡，就从撒旦的手中夺回了这个世界。
But Jesus who came to this earth and died on the cross and was risen again, came and won back the world from Satan's hands.
这个就是耶稣这里的比喻所说的，他将这个壮士给捆住了，然后掠夺他的家，掠夺过来的这些物品就是无助的人类。
And that's what he's saying here in verse 27, that he is the one that goes into the strong man's house, Satan's house, and plunders his goods being people.
因为我们是无助的人类，被撒旦的权势，被撒旦的这些魔鬼侵害了，不过耶稣却拯救了我们。
And the people of the world are being lied to and drawn away from God by Satan.
哥林多前书十五章告诉我们，耶稣在后末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交与父神，因为基督必要做王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他脚下，尽没了所毁灭的仇敌就是死。
First Corinthians 15:24-26 tells us, then comes the end when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father after destroying every rule and every authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death.
耶稣因为他的死，他的复活，就对死有了胜利。
And because of Jesus' death and resurrection, he has overcome death.
哥林多前书十五章那里也告诉我们，死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们的主基督耶稣得胜。
First Corinthians 15:56-57 says, "The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ."
耶稣用这个比喻来推翻了这些文士所给他的这个诬告。
And he used this as a retort to what the scribes were saying.
因为文士说他是用这一个撒旦的能力来赶鬼。
The scribe said that he was using Satan's power to cast out demons.
不过耶稣就用这个比喻来告诉他们，如果有内战的话，撒旦的这个领域不可能会强。
And Jesus responds to them by saying, if indeed this were true and Satan was at war within his own kingdom, then his kingdom would fall and be divided.
不过我们所看见的就是撒旦继续的在这个世界有这个能力。
But what we see is,Satan continues to have authority over this world.
所以耶稣就用这个比喻来告诉这些人，他们所给他的指控是不合逻辑的。
And so he tells them that their accusation is not logical.
因为真实的就是他比这个撒旦更加强，他来是要阻止撒旦的工作。
The truth is, Jesus is stronger than the strong man, and he is here in order to stop the strong man.
第二十八节，我实在告诉你们，世人一切的罪和一切亵渎的话都可得赦免，凡亵渎圣灵的却永不得赦免，乃要担当永远的罪。这话是因为他们说他是被污鬼附着的。
Verse 28-30 tells us, truly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the children of men, and whatever blasphemies they utter, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they were saying he has an unclean spirit.
我们要记得这段话是对着文士所说的。
We must remember that these words were directed to the scribes.
这些文士原本是要教导神的话，而且他们是神律法的专家。
Now, these scribes were meant to be the people who taught the word of God.And were experts in God's law.
所以如果有任何人能够认出耶稣就是神的儿子，就是这一些律法专家。
And reasonably speaking, if there were people, anyone who could identify who the Messiah was, it would be these people.
不过他们虽懂神的真理，他们却把他给压制了。
Yet, despite knowing God's truth, they accused Jesus Christ.
在原文里是用一种未完成式的文法，一个 imperfect tense。
The tense of these few verses is imperfect。
在第三十节，这话是因为他们说他是被污鬼附着的，在这里他们说的这个文法就是未完成式的一个文法。
And we see this imperfect tense in verse 30, where it says, "For they were saying."
也就是说，他们不断的继续的在说。下去，他们不断的重复。
And the term imperfect suggests that it is not complete. In other words, they continue to do this.
他们已经下定了决心，不断的重复的说耶稣基督是被污鬼附着。无论他怎样去证明他是神的儿子，他们已经下定了决心了。
Now remember, they had come with having made up their minds that this person.was from the devil and they were there and they were continued to say this.
所以这一次不是指着一次讲错话，因着无知讲错话就犯了没不能够赦免的罪。
This is not a one-time thing that they've said out of ignorance.
这个是一个因为他们懂真理，却将这个真理给压住了。故意的不信，而继续的不断说耶稣基督是被污鬼附着的。
And it was a proactive campaign against Jesus, despite them knowing the truth.
所以我要强调的是，你不要以为如果今天你跟一个非信徒传福音，他不肯信的话，你就以为他犯了不可赦的罪。
Now, if we are sharing the gospel with someone who does not believe and who does not respond positively to the gospel today, we don't want to be saying that this person has sinned the unforgivable sin.
因为这些话是指着文士，这些文士是懂神的话的人。
These words were directed specifically to the scribes who knew God's truth.
他们是受过训练的神的律法的专家，而且他们是要向这些平民来解释神的话，不过他们却指责耶稣诬告他是被巫鬼附着。These
people were trained ministers of the word of God. They knew what scripture said, yet they had suppressed the truth and though they were teaching people, they taught them this.
所以今天如果你是坐在这里，而还没有信耶稣基督是这个世界的救主，你还没有犯这个不可赦免的罪。And
so if you are sitting here today and you have not accepted Christ, it does not mean that you have sinned the unforgivable sin.
如果你是尽快的认罪悔改，信靠耶稣基督就是神的儿子、世界的救主，你的罪就会得赦免。If
you respond quickly and positively to the truth that Jesus has is the Son of God and that He had paid the price for your sins, then you have hope.
可是如果你继续的不信，直到你离开这个世界，你还是不信，这样的话，你就犯了不可赦免的罪。
But if you persist in that sin and you refuse to believe till the very end, then indeed that unforgivable sin has been committed.
所以我们看的第一点就是诚恳却错误的反应，第二点就是罪恶皆错误的反应。我们现在来到第三点，属灵而且正确的反应。
So we've taken a look at the sincerely wrong response, the sinfully wrong response. Now we come to the third point, which is the spiritually right response.
这次经文非常的清楚，是告诉我们耶稣的母亲和弟兄来站在外边。第三十一节，打发人去叫他。In
verse 31, it tells us very clearly that it was his mother and his brothers who came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him.
有许多人在耶稣周围坐着，他们就告诉他说：“看哪，你母亲和你弟兄在外边找你。”耶稣回答说：“谁是我的母亲？谁是我的弟兄？”
And a crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you." And he answered them, "Who are my mother and my brothers?"
我们记得这一个屋子是一个非常小的屋子，很多人聚集在那里，甚至连门口都没有位置。
Now here was a small house, and with crowds and crowds of people gathered around, such that they could not even enter.
所以当耶稣的母亲玛利亚还有他的弟兄来到的时候，他们根本挤不进屋子里去。And
Mary and Jesus' brothers had no way of entering the house.
所以他们只能够传这个信息，就是口传口，一人传一人的，直到这个信息到了屋中的耶稣那里去。
And all they could do was stand at the periphery and ask people to pass the message along until it finally got to Jesus.
当耶稣听见了他的母亲就在外头的时候，他的反应令我们非常的惊讶。
And when he had found out that his mother and his brothers were standing just outside the crowd, his response is surprising to us.
33节，耶稣回答说：“谁是我的母亲？谁是我的弟兄？”
He says, "Who are my mother and my brothers?"
他好像不理会他的母亲。It
almost seems like he disregards them.
不过我们千万不要误会了，因为耶稣是一个完全的人，他是完全没有罪、完全公义的人。But
let's not forget that Jesus was a perfect person. He was a perfect man and he sinned not.
他不可能会犯了第五条诫命，因为第五条诫命说当孝敬父母亲，耶稣是不会犯神的诫命的。
And it couldn't be that he was dishonoring his father and his mother just as the fifth Ten Commandment commands us to do.
耶稣肯定的是很疼爱而且很关心他的母亲的，因为当他要死之前，他还是关心到他的母亲。In
fact, quite the opposite. When he was just about to die, he showed a lot of concern for his mother.
约翰福音19章，当耶稣挂在十字架上还未死的时候。 他见母亲和他所爱的门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说：“母亲，看你的儿子。” 又对那门徒说，看你的母亲。从此那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, Behold your mother.
所以耶稣在临死之前还是关心他属世的母亲。
And even at the point of his death, Jesus was very concerned with what would happen to Mary.
所以我们回到马可福音的时候，我们知道耶稣的回答不是因为他不孝敬他的母亲。
And so when we come back to today's passage and we see Jesus' response, we know that it is not out of disrespect that he says this.
他的回答是因为借用着这一个母亲在门口找他，弟兄在门口找他的这个事件来做一个实务教材，一个 object lesson。
In fact, it was for him an object lesson to teach the crowds.
他要教导当时在座的每一位，这一个真理就是你要得救的话，唯一的方法就是要顺服神的话。
It was an object lesson to the people who had gathered, and he was telling them that the only way to be saved is through Jesus Christ.
如果一个罪人他听从神的话，认罪悔改，信靠耶稣，神就会赦免他的罪，从永刑的地狱里拯救他。
He says that whoever does the will of God is his brother and mother and sister, and he says that for the person who wants to be saved, he must do this will, and from the depths of hell will he be saved.
这个罪人当神用他神的大恩拯救了这个罪人的时候，罪人就进入神属灵的家庭。
And this person then enters into the house of the Lord.
所以我们彼此称呼为弟兄姐妹，在基督里或者在主内的弟兄姐妹。
And that is why we address one another within the household of the Lord, brother and sister.
在这里有一个小小的一个细节，耶稣说，看啊，我的母亲，我的弟兄，凡遵行神旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。
Now if you notice in verse 35 where he says, For whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother.
这里的一个小细节你看见了，他没有说他就是我的父亲，因为唯独天父才是耶稣基督的父亲。
Notice that he doesn't say father, because the only father is the spiritual father, God the Father.
不过所有信靠耶稣基督的人都会成为天父的这一个属灵的家庭。
And those who believe in God will become part of God's household.
耶稣所传的就是一个认罪悔改的福音。
The gospel that Jesus spread was a gospel about repentance.
在马可福音第一章，约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音，说热期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。
Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel."
所以在马可福音第三章七节到十五节，我们看见了三组人。
And so in Mark chapter 3, verse 7 to 15, we see there are three different groups of people.
有众人来拥挤耶稣，有一些鬼魔在耶稣基督面前战惊，还有耶稣所拣选的使徒。
We see the great crowds that came to Jesus. We see the demons that cowered before him, and we see the apostles that were chosen.
耶稣基督拣选使徒的原因，就是要给他们权柄赶鬼，给他们权柄传福音。
He had chosen his apostles in order that he might send them out to preach and to cast out demons.
今天这个福音的信息还有神的话，就在圣经里给我们看见。
And today's message and God's word is here in this passage.
所以当你读神的话或者你听神的话的时候，你的反应是什么呢？
And when you hear and when you listen to this word being preached, what is your response?
你是带着一种诚恳却是错误的反应吗？
Do you respond in a sincerely wrong way?
还是一个充满着罪恶而且错误的反应呢？
Or a sinfully wrong way?
还是属灵而且正确的反应？
Or is your response the spiritually right response?
唯一属灵正确蒙神喜悦的反应，就是要信靠顺服神的话。
The only spiritually right response that God delights in is that we live according to God's will.
如果你是有任何的一种反应, 无论多么诚恳都好, 都是神不接受的。
Any other response, however sincere, is not acceptable to God.
让我们请庆豪弟兄做结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Lord, our loving and heavenly Father, we thank you for the word that has been preached today. We thank you for your word and this account, Lord, of these three groups. We pray, Father, as we consider our own response, that it would be guided by the Holy Spirit, that we would respond in a way that is positive, that we would acknowledge who you are, that we would acknowledge our sin, Lord, and that we would come before you in worship of you. We pray, Father, that our hearts not be hardened, just like the scribes were. We pray that, Lord, we would not come before you, having made up our minds about who you are. We pray fearfully that, Lord, you would protect us from all sin, most certainly the sin that is not forgivable. And we pray that, Lord, you would help us to live lives that are according to your will. We pray that you would help us, if there are any of us here, Lord, in our midst, that have not believed yet, that, Lord, you would help us respond in a way that is pleasing to you, in a way that believes on you and your Son, Jesus. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.